You're a little older and a lot wiser. The future is yours. Define aging on your own terms. Welcome to AARP Without Limits with your host, Mike Olander.
Hello and welcome. This is AARP Without Limits. We are disrupting aging one show at a time. All our episodes are available anytime on demand at WPTF.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm your host, Mike Olander of AARP North Carolina, and we've got a great show for you today yet again, folks. Brad Allen, president of North Carolina Senior Games, returns to the show, this time to talk about this year's Senior Games and how they are continuing to inspire and engage older North Carolinians. But before we get into that, I have to say to my friend, partner in crime here, Mike Davis. Good to see you, Mike. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing well. Mike, how are you?
I am doing very, very well. And I have to say, you know, though this is, we are pre-recording this, this will be airing the very start of May, which is Older Americans Month. So from one 50-plus to another 50-plus gentleman, happy Older Americans Month to you, sir.
Thank you. But I look a lot older as an American than you do. I didn't know you were over 50.
I am. It's the haircut, and I've shaved, and looking.
And I'm not. So, you know, and I don't have to worry about a haircut.
Well, Mike, you look healthy and handsome and absolutely great. So,
thank you, sir.
Yes, you're quite welcome. Quite welcome. And that radio voice, man, I can never get it.
There's a reason I'm in radio, and it ain't because of the looks. No, it is because of the looks. That's why I'm not in TV. Yeah, that's another story.
Well, we won't go there. I think you're wrong. You're a handsome man from one handsome man to another.
There
Mike.
We go.
Keep doing whatever you're doing, buddy, whatever it is.
It's a room full of handsome men this morning.
That's
look
right.
at this.
Well, yeah. That's right. And I know, folks, we're starting out here joking on this note here. But, you know, I'm excited to have Brad with us because here's a little true story, Mike. When I started at AARP, you know, it was a very unlikely a transition for me to make in my career. I had started out working as a community organizer up in New Jersey, and actually it wasn't even as an organizer beginning. I was part of a speakers bureau, and I was doing consumer education presentations on how to avoid fraud with telephone fraud, and part of the project was, you know, you got to get this information to people who need it the most and who's heavily targeted by fraud. Older adults, senior
right.
citizens, right?
Right.
And so I remember I went on my first presentation, and I'm like, I got to talk to a group of seniors. And I remember thinking, what do I have in common with seniors? Like, what? My only reference is my grandmother. You know, like my grandparents. Like that's
right.
it. You
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
My grandma bringing the donuts down from Bayonne, New Jersey, every Wednesday. I'd see her. You know, like that. That was it. You know, fun times in the park. And I did the presentation, and I was hooked immediately. I love the engagement. I loved just the appreciation that they had for a younger person being there, a young 20-something being there. And I just loved, you know, the questions they had and the conversation informally afterwards. And I realized here that I really stepped into this not knowing a whole lot about myself and just the value that our older residents play, and just how relationships are not age specific, you know, and or age restrictive in any way. And that was the beginning. I loved it. I loved every presentation I did. I did, you know, community organizing work for 7 years there, and then wound up transitioning to AARP here almost 18 years now.
Wow.
And one of the things that has been most satisfying for me is finding so many inspirational people through the work, so many people who could be doing anything with their time, who choose to volunteer to help make life better for people, who know what their values are, know what's important in life, and are giving back, and also people who are informally, unintentionally serving as role models to me. Because, you know, you get to certain stages in your life and you're like, wow, how's that guy doing it? I want to be, when I get to that point or in that situation, I want to handle it like that guy's handling it. And there's so many individuals who I've met over the years who have just showed me, you know what, Mike? There's a lot more life ahead of you, man. Seeing how they are defining aging on their own terms in different ways. And some of it is starting a business. Some of it is, giving back as volunteers. And some of it is getting involved in things like North Carolina Senior Games, where there's a competitive element, but a challenge of yourself. And of being able to inspire other people. And so the more people see of this, the more they realize, you know what, man, you know, age is just a number for if you make it that way, and you could absolutely define aging on your own terms, whatever that may be. And so I'm really, really happy to have our guest with us here today, Brad Allen. Is the president of North Carolina Senior Games. He's been on the show. This is his second time. Brad, so good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, Mike. I appreciate the opportunity to be a non-Mike in the room. There are two Mikes and a Brad. So, and we're all 50 or better. I think that's right. All a very positive thing. Just three dudes hanging out. So it's good.
Absolutely. And as always, you know, you're one of those gentlemen, Mike. You're in the right job, by the way, because your energy is just always positive, moving forward with purpose, and always a smile on your face, man. You don't know how much I appreciate that.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and great to have you here in the studio.
Sure.
So for those who don't know, let's start out with some basics, Brad. Just what is the Senior Games in general? When did it get started? And what's the relationship between North Carolina Senior Games and the National Senior Games Association, et cetera?
The entire history of North Carolina Senior Games in one question. That was really good.
Yeah.
So, first of all, Senior Games is a health and wellness program for people 50 and better. Mm-hmm. And it's all across the state of North Carolina in 54 local games programs serving all 100 counties. Began at the North Carolina Division of Aging. Originally, there was a wonderful woman who was our founder, Margot Rayner. She worked at the division, and she researched senior Olympic programs across the United States in the early 1980s. And she departed from the division and founded a nonprofit, and that was North Carolina Senior Games. So as I said, Senior Games is all across the state. It's a wellness program through both sports and the arts. And we'll talk about silver arts and sports, I think, a little bit more when we get into it. But we like to remind the people at the National Senior Games Association that North Carolina Senior Games came before them. So we were founded in 1983 as a nonprofit. They came around 1987, and I serve on their board. But we actually were here before them, and we do have a sort of affiliate relationship because people in North Carolina want to be able to go to the Nationals. So let me just speak to that really quickly. So the 54 local games have competitions every spring. They start in February and they go through June. And if they want, those qualifiers can then come to a big event in the greater Raleigh area, primarily called State Finals, which is our statewide event. There usually are around 4,000 athletes and artists who come to our event. And every 2 years, those individuals can qualify to go to the National Senior Games. So last year, which was our 40th anniversary of State Finals, we qualified individuals who are going to be competing this July in Des Moines, Iowa at the national event. So it truly is, in North Carolina, it is a grassroots health and wellness organization that then can keep you running all the way through the Nationals.
Wow, that's a fantastic model. So you touched on this briefly before. When people hear Senior Games, they may tend to think just competitive. It references the Olympics or something, right? Physical. But you mentioned here there's an arts piece to this too, and quite a wide range. So talk to us about that.
Actually, there is something for everyone in Senior Games. You know, you do hear Senior Games and the Olympics, and that can be somewhat daunting sometimes, mm-hmm. because we have had former Olympians. We have Division I athletes who compete in the Senior Games. But they're on the field of competition, in the friendliness of both sports and arts, there is a place for everybody. So you don't have to be a world-class athlete. You don't have to be a world-class artist. We do have, 30 sports. We do have an equal number of arts activities. So if you can perform, if you can sing, if you can dance, which are very, very related to health promotion, if you can sing, if you can take pictures, if you can write, Let me just go ahead and be totally transparent here. Now that I am 50 and better, just a couple of years ago, but I am a silver artist at my local senior games. I don't compete at state finals because that's a bit of a conflict of interest, but you know, I'm a literary artist. So we do have wonderful arts programs and sports. We also have a cheerleading program for people 50 and better, which is just an awesome thing.
I've seen a group.
They're pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. And we have a year-round walking program. So literally, there's something for everybody. It's not just about, you know, running really fast on the track or swimming really fast in the pool or singing really well in an auditorium. There is something for all of us to be involved in for the fun and the fitness of senior games.
And I love that structure because it's very inclusive, right?
100%.
And so, because I know I get up in the morning, Mike and I were joking before here, I look young for my age. Well, you know, I get up in the morning and I definitely feel at least 50 for sure, man. Like things hurt in ways they hadn't hurt before. And so for me, the idea of running is like, nah, man, I'm not doing that. It hurts. But other things, you've got a wide range of things here where you can still, you know, keeps you focused because people in that goal, you know, focusing on a goal and this being something that happens every year, something they can continue to do year after year after year. It's a fantastic model. So when we had you on the show last time back in 2023, senior games at that point, I think we're heading to the finals. This year, right now, we're right in the middle of the local games
yes.
Right here. So mm-hmm. Tell us a bit about, first of all, I think the timeline would be helpful too, but how's it looking this year, and especially enrollment and all 54 across the state?
Yes. So we do start, and typically the way it works in our state is we sort of start in the east because that's where it's warmer earlier. So February through June is the timeline for local games to have their competitions. Some have a sort of compact timeline. They might get all of their events done in a couple of weeks. Others may spread it out over 6 weeks or 2 months. It just depends upon which each host entity wants their schedule to look like. It's mm-hmm. also important that we know that there are a lot of different types of agencies that host local senior games. We have councils on aging. We have area agencies on aging. We have parks and recreation departments. We have senior centers. We have some YMCAs that are involved. So there are 54 local games that are sanctioned by North Carolina Senior Games, and there is a coherent model. Folks have their own ability to be somewhat flexible. We don't cookie cutter, you know, 54 different local entities. But local senior games have been underway for some time. Some of them started their registration early in January. Others have are about to kick off. But the numbers, knock on wood, are looking the best they have post-pandemic for sure. Mm-hmm. And maybe even bigger than prior to the pandemic. We know that was a really tough time for those of us who are 50 and better because that particular issue impacted seniors more than other communities. But really, really looking like a great year for senior games across the entire state. And we'll hope that will, you know, propel us forward into the fall.
Fantastic. Great to hear that. We're going to take a quick break, folks. And then when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Brad Allen of North Carolina Senior Games. This is AARP Without Limits. We'll be right back.
AARP is working hard to make sure people in North Carolina are getting the most out of life. Whether it's helping you stay healthy, save more money, care for loved ones, or simply have some fun, AARP is making a difference in communities across the state. You have a wise friend and fierce defender with AARP. Learn more about progress being made for older adults in the state by listening to AARP Without Limits. You can find the latest episodes of AARP Without Limits wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And we are back. This is AARP Without Limits. Just a reminder, folks, that we always love to hear from you. If you have a question, a comment, a recommendation, or a suggestion for a future guest or topic, please send me an email, aarpwithoutlimits@aarp.org. We've been speaking today with Mr. Brad Allen. He is the president of North Carolina Senior Games, and we've been talking about the program and enrollment and the structure. Really a fantastic and very inspirational opportunity for people. Brad, for someone listening right now, and you mentioned before the timeline varies depending on where you are in the state for a variety of reasons. It is safe to say we are past the deadline to register for any of the region, for all of the regions at this point. Is that correct, or is there a couple that still might be open?
There are still some, primarily in the western part of the state, that still have registration coming up. Most of the local games in the central and eastern part of the state have begun, so their registration has closed. Okay.
And actually, we are pre-recording this show, folks, so by the time you hear this, it will be the very beginning of May, Older Americans Month. So for people who are interested in checking out a local event as a spectator, what are the options? You just show up? How does that work? How do they find out about them?
We have a wonderful website, www.ncseniorgames.org, mm-hmm. and you'll see a button at the very top that says Find Your Local Games. So because there are 54 of them, and we have people who have residences in sometimes multiple parts of the state, you may want to know where your local game or local games are. If you visit that website, there literally is a state of North Carolina that, on which you can click up, you know, the geographic area, and that'll take you directly to the organization that hosts the local games in your area. So the name of the local coordinator, their email, their telephone number, and if they have a website for their local games, all of that is available there. A schedule of events would be the auspices of the local coordinator. So that's the best way to do it. Visit our website and then just go to Find Your Local Games.
Great. And these are free of charge to attend, or is there a fee?
Well, it really depends upon whether it's a – there are a few instances where there might be paid events, like a performing arts show, where you might have to pay small amount in order to get in. Mm-hmm. It's best just to check with the local entity and find out what's going on. As a general rule, the events are open to the public, free and open to the public, but there could be a few exceptions to that.
The performing arts piece, I can certainly understand. Sure. And then if you're a participant, is there a registration fee or participation fee?
There is a registration fee at the local level. That amount varies across the state. Mm-hmm. The typical amount is around $10 for the 54 local games, but that could be a little less or a little more depending upon where you are and how many events you want to be in. You know, it's to some degree, it's not like the portal or NIL, but it is pay to play. So.
Gotcha. Well, very reasonable fees for sure.
Sure, absolutely.
Absolutely. So those who are interested, maybe not in participating, but just simply in volunteering, I imagine there are some volunteer opportunities there.
There is such a wide gamut of volunteer opportunities. You have to have skilled folks in order to run games, the senior games and our silver arts. So if folks want to get involved, lend their talents as judges or as timers or folks who are going to be involved in hospitality, helping to feed folks or provide water, or I'm just telling you, there are so many different ways to get involved as volunteers. It's almost like the menu of activities. There's also a volunteer opportunity for everyone, really, and it's not confined to age, because if we're doing the softball throws, as long as we're safely confined, somebody can chase softballs at any age. Mm-hmm. So it's a cool way to get a local Senior Games t-shirt or some other swag, and it really is fun. Well, we have had an interrelationship with NC State, their Department of Parks, Recreation, Tourism Management, for decades. And some of their students have done research projects on how being at Senior Games has changed their perception of aging. Mm. And, you know, a volunteer of any age can go out and participate and see what's going on. And, you know, to your earlier comment, Mike, there may be older people sitting on the front porch in their rocking chairs, but it could be because they just came back from running a 5K. So, you know, there really is a volunteer opportunity for everybody.
Excellent. I love that. So as I mentioned before, being inspired is one of the things I love about my job. I imagine you get to see that in droves and droves and droves every year. Is there a story or two you can share of some individuals who just stood out to you and just made you go, wow, or what's impacted you?
Well, you know, the typical ones that you see are the people who are at least 100 who are still involved. Mm. It's just really cool to see individuals out on the track still running. It doesn't matter at what speed they're running, but if you're 100 and you're out on the track running, you get my vote for inspiration of the year. And then there are people who have overcome health issues. Dr. Louise Gooch, who is in the Durham area, was rehabbing from cancer and basically said, I don't have time to be sick, and founded a cheerleading troupe called the Durham Senior Divas and Dudes. And they now have celebrated 20 years of cheering and encouraging people. And I'm just telling you, she is one of my great heroes. We had a woman in Cabarrus County who at the age of 65 decided that she was going to stop smoking. And she kicked the smoking habit and took up running. And she has departed us now. But before she did, she entered the Guinness Book of World Records for being the oldest person to have completed a marathon on every continent on this planet.
Wow.
So, pretty cool. There are many more. Corbin Eddings, who is down in the Pembroke area, former Marine. I guess if you're a Marine, you're always a Marine. But anyway, the former vice chair of the Lumbee Tribe of North Carolina, but certainly an inspiration in what he does for his community and for others and his personal fitness. We could literally sit here all day and I could rattle off inspiration mm-hmm. after inspiration, but that's one of the reasons that this job is so amazingly cool.
Wow, it is. And, you know, I mentioned before, you know, the thing about role models, you know. One of my role models when I was a teenager was Tony Hawk, you know, and sure. I see Tony Hawk doing these commercials now for what is like anti-inflammation or whatever these ads are he's doing. And I'm wondering here, as you know, of course, the baby boom, you know, when they were younger, they defined what youth culture was in the social movements of the 60s. And now they have been redefining what it means to be aging in America. And I wonder if there'll be a day like where North Carolina Senior Games will see something like skateboarding or other activities that speak more to, you know, provide opportunities of things that they were able to do when they were younger, and just breaking the mold. And again, inspiring others and saying, wow, look at that guy still doing that, or that woman, you know, doing this for the first time and always wanted to try it. And here she is, you know, started doing it because she was inspired by somebody in Senior Games, and then now here they are participating.
Absolutely. Well, if our program doesn't keep up with the trends, then we're not going to be around for very long, right? So though we do have people who are still playing shuffleboard, you know, we now have more people who are involved in team sports. And pickleball is just,
huge,
you know,
yes.
on fire everywhere yeah. at all ages. So absolutely, we are not averse to adding any activity as long as it's safe and starts at the local level.
Excellent. Okay, last question real quick. Social media, how can people follow or learn about the program or
yes,
what's going on?
Basically, if you look up North Carolina Senior Games in any of the social media platforms, and that's the Gram and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter or X or whatever we're calling it today, you can find us. And if you can't find us there, just go to our website, ncseniorgames.org, and we can show you how to get involved, either as a volunteer or a participant or a contributor. And if you want to sponsor some senior games, get in touch with me. I'm all about it.
Excellent. Brad, very good seeing you, my friend.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being here and everything you're doing. It really is a remarkable program, and the organization is lucky to have you at the helm, my friend. Your energy is infectious. That's a wrap for today, folks. I want to thank Brad Allen for being our guest. Thank you to Mike Davis for production. Thank you, as always, for listening. This has been AARP Without Limits. I'm Mike Olander with AARP North Carolina, and we will see you next time.